I'm there, yeah.
What do you want to tell us, man?
You were asking before about have you ever been injured by your best mate on the
Yeah, we were, because Jimmy Gardner, who's here with us, was crippled by Paul Gascoigne at the height of his powers when he was a better player than said Gascoigne.
That's right.
So, give me back that one, Paul. I've got, oh, no, you're sorry, you haven't taken my rude little one, no.
You see, we might disappear all for
Go on, then, talk away.
Well, I was unfortunate enough to just come out of hospital having had a vasectomy.
Before we get on, tell us all about the vasectomy.
Did you do it overnight or was it a couple of days?
The actual operation?
Yeah, because a friend of mine went in the morning and came out in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, I went in about tea time and came out about probably half an hour later.
Hold on now, there are two questions all men will have. First of all, the colour
of
the tabs.
The colour.
What are they looking like?
What colour, my friend?
It looks like the scrotum looked like Stan Collymore's head.
And the size. These are the two things we want to know.
I wasn't too bad, actually. I kind of escaped. I got off lightly, I suppose.
Really?
It looked like Frankenstein's forehead for a while, but
really?
Otherwise I got away with it quite lightly.
Do you feel any less of a man?
Oh, no.
Well, you are.
Tell you what, mate.
I'm sorry, it's a joke.
I hope you keep the swelling.
Yeah, exactly. Take away the pain, but leave the swelling.
You're in hospital, then, and you've come out after having what?
So
go on, what?
So I come out, and of course, because I can't play that weekend, it was a Friday night operation, so I couldn't play on the Sunday, because I was still obviously too sore.
We had someone the other week who did. I don't want to make you feel bad about this, because I wouldn't, but we had someone who did.
I could hardly walk.
Did you hear that call about a fellow who played immediately after a vasectomy?
No.
Yeah. We called him a puff in the end because we had another fellow who played immediately after chemotherapy and he had a tube hanging out of his chest.
But anyway, you're entitled not to play. So
absolutely.
Go on.
So I lose my place. So next Sunday, the sort of 10 days later, I'm on the bench, or the best bench you get in a Sunday league match, and desperate to play. Still a bit sore. And luckily for me, one of my mates gets injured, so I get thrown out after about 10 minutes. I'm thinking, great. Into midfield with my mate Andy Smith, the goalkeeper, opposition goalkeeper, launches this massive clearance, and it's dropping just over the halfway line. I look at Andy, he looks at me, and we're thinking, somebody's got to deal with this, and it bounces, and it keeps bouncing, and it keeps bouncing, and in the end, Andy decides to take charge of the situation, and he decides to volley it clear.
No.
Is that what's going to happen?
No, please don't tell us. Now, you're feeling sore, you've still got stitches. It's your first game back. You're 5 yards from a away, a man who's going to hit it full on the volley.
He got it. He tells me afterwards it's the best volley he's ever hit.